Hard times call for hard questions.
What do you think happens after we die?
All right, it's been 2 days since your double mastectomy. I want you to send a message to yourself 1 year from today. What do you hope she is doing and feeling with this new body? If you could turn your stutter off, would you? This is Audacious. I'm Kyone Wolf. Public radio has a legacy of trust and intimacy. Connecticut Public Radio is proud to build on that legacy with a new show where everyday people explore topics that may be difficult to talk about. What's it like to help people prepare for the end of their lives? You'll meet death doula Alua Arthur.
If we're all going to die, total hypothesis, if we are all going to die, then why are we not talking about it? How come we're not engaged in it? How come this isn't a regular part of what we do?
And you'll meet Dr. John Fitzgerald, an 88-year-old retired psychiatrist.
I don't think you die differently than you lived.
What's it like to have a stutter? You'll meet a speech pathologist who's been helping people with their speech for over 50 years, a Yale PhD candidate who refers to himself as a proud stutterer, a stand-up comic with a stutter, and 8-year-old Ari.
It's okay to stutter. You don't have to hide it at all.
You'll also hear some audio from my own struggles with speech disfluencies that I kept mostly to myself until now. What's it like to have a double mastectomy? I interviewed two women, one who decided to have reconstructive surgery and one who opted out.
You don't see this kind of body anywhere. You don't see it on the street. You don't see it in magazines. You don't see it in movies. So you're never taught to see it like, oh, that's cute.
The topics may be heavy at times, but there is plenty of levity to go around.
You know, even people that have had near-death experiences, mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that's so rad. Like, you made it to the waiting room. Like, you got to the elevator bank. You know what I mean? Like, you know more than I certainly do. I'm still on the street.
I want to be what I encourage my patients not to be. Perfect.
Here's to my boobalicious new boobs.
Toast to the boobs.
Toast to the boobs.
Get up close and personal, and I mean up close and personal, with everyday extraordinary people. I'm Kyone Wolf. Stay tuned for Audacious from Connecticut Public Radio, coming this spring.